Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sabres get it ahead. Here's Costa-Hellenius with Mertka. Takes the pass. Scores! Hellenius to Mertka. 2-0 Buffalo with 7:43 to go here in the first.
Ready, Mertka, his first goal of the preseason for the Sabres. Costa-Hellenius along with Isaac Rosanne with the assists as the Sabres defeat the Detroit Red Wings 5-2 here on a Saturday afternoon at Key Bank Center. Thanks for joining us on the postgame show. I'm Pat Melicaro. Tage Thompson, a couple of goals in the victory, as well as Josh Norris, who had an assist and two assists in the game, picks up 3 points overall, sealing it with an empty netter with just a couple of seconds to go. The goal of the game by Radim Mertka is brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org. So Mertka with his first of the preseason, a couple of goals by Thompson and Norris as well. And also for the Sabres, Alex Lyon in goal today gives us our save of the game as Lyon had to be up to the task in the second period with 13 shots faced the most of the game.
Mertka with a check on his man. Wings do work it in front. Lyon with a pad save and the puck is still free. Lyon is still down and the puck comes to the near wall.
Lyon, one of his 12 saves in the second period. That save of the game is brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Lyon, 26 saves overall in the Sabres 5-2 victory. On the opposite end, it was Sebastian Kosa making 16 saves on 20 total shots. A couple of days after Detroit picks up the 5-2 win over Buffalo in Detroit, it's the Sabres returning the favor this afternoon by that same score. Again, thanks for joining us on the postgame show. I'm Pat Melicaro. We'll head down to the locker room in a couple of moments. Our Paul Hamilton will be chatting with several of the Sabre players following the victory today. And as we previewed with Paul, going into this afternoon's contest, a mix between what we expect, a couple of regular Sabre lineups, lines for this season, including the preseason debut for Alex Tuck, who helped out in the offense for the Sabres this afternoon, getting an assist on a Tage Thompson goal. Thompson, of course, a regular in the Sabres lineup. On the defensive end of things, Bowen Byram, Rasmus Dahlin, a couple of the regulars you'd expect in the Sabres lineup. And then it was some of the players that will be in Rochester, or even in Mertka's case, potentially back in the junior ranks this year, and all combining for the Sabres to help pick up that 5-2 victory today. Both teams with a couple of power play chances as well. As the Sabres do get one power play goal, the second power play chance of the game after a penalty midway through the third period. Again, the Sabres in the offensive end, Tage Thompson, nice work on some passing around the perimeter, buries his third goal of the preseason and gives Buffalo a 1-for-2 day on the power play as well. So the Sabres 1-for-2 on the power play while Detroit goes 0-of-2. And your final stats of the game are brought to you by Level Financial Advisors. Helping you retire better, visit levelfa.com. As mentioned, Alex Lyon made the start for Buffalo, went the entire way today, making 26 saves, the second period, the most shots faced against. That was really when Detroit had their best opportunities of the game, especially thanks to a late power play chance in the second period after Connor Timmins was called for cross-checking. Detroit had the momentum in the second half of that second period and tried to keep it going. But eventually the Sabres able to keep the lead at 1 and add a couple of goals in the third. The Sabres finished the opening period with a 2-1 lead. It would be 3-2 after 2, and then 5-2 is the final score. So the Sabres, after two games against Columbus, two against Detroit, now have two more to go in the preseason schedule as they will take on Pittsburgh coming up, but now split with Detroit after a loss at Little Caesars Arena earlier. Sabres win today, thanks in part to Alex Tuck, who's with Paul.
Oh, good afternoon, Lynn. Always nice.
Alex, your first preseason game. You've got some practices in now, a game. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. A little slow start, first period. It felt like I was thinking too much out there, but I just just try to start skating, and I think our whole team played pretty well, so it made it a lot easier on me, and just try to feel the flow of the game.
Was it time? Were you chomping at the bit to get into a game?
Oh, yeah. No, especially sitting up top and watching the game from upstairs. It isn't fun ever, so it was a little bit of a couple snafus there, but we figured it out, and it's good to be back.
Alex, what is your thought on the defensive posture the team has taken in camp and in the preseason, just the way you're trying to cut down the goals against, and it's really not been any sacrifice of offense?
Yeah, no, I think we've been – I think all of us in here have taken great pride in the defensive side of things. It's something that Lindy's been harping on us a lot, is to really take care of the front of the net, take care of the turnovers, and to play good through the neutral zone. And there's a couple X's and O's we changed up to try to make it easier on us, to simplify it and to make it a little bit more black and white. So I think it's been good for our group.
Alex, Freddie Merka played his first preseason goal. What kind of experience is it for him to see him getting all these games in as a rookie?
Oh, it's great. I remember my first training camp. I think I played in 7 out of 8 preseason games. I was supposed to play in all 8, but I ended up getting the flu for one of them, so they kept me out of that one. And the second one, I also played all 7 games, I think, for Vegas as well. So as many games as him and Hellenius can get in, those guys that are young high picks is good. I wish I was able to get them in at 18 and 19 like those guys, but it's great to see. I think it really helps with the experience. It gets you feeling more comfortable around the room, around the guys. And when he does get ready to make the jump, I think it'll be a lot easier and he'll fall right in the stride.
You get a power play goal. Josh helped out there. How long does it take to incorporate a guy like Josh into the power play, or does he fit right in right away?
Oh, it's good. I thought he had an empty netter. Probably could have scored. Just really wanted an assist, I guess. But no, it's good. I mean, a guy with that much skill, that much poise. I mean, he's making the right play out there, making honestly all the other guys' jobs really easy. And so he's also a threat out there. So it's really good. I think he moves the puck well. He moves up the ice easy in the breakout, and he does it all out there. So it's nice.
How confident are the five of you as a group that you can turn things around in the power play this year?
Very. I think we've gotten a lot of reps in practice, obviously. I would have liked to be in last game, but I came in. I thought it was really easy. I think the communication is really good. I think we have a good game plan going in, and I think our willingness to just work and try to outwork the penalty kill has been a lot better than it was last year.
Teach's power play goal.
Sorry?
Seven or 8 games your first couple of years.
Yeah, not that many. Just a couple, honestly. I don't know if I'll play the next 2 or not, but at least one more I think is good. This one's kind of get the cobwebs out, the next one start feeling good, and then you should be right in the stride. So I think the fact that we're changing to 2 preseason games next year just shows you how most of the league is comfortable with 2. Comfortable with playing 2. I know that some young guys are going to play 3 or maybe even 4, and I think that's good for them. I think it's needed. And then once you hit that 100-game mark, I think playing 2 is – I mean, you come in such good shape. It's not like you're trying to get in the shape and when coming into training camp. It's more you're just trying to battle a little bit. You're trying to get that that 5-on-5 feel that you probably don't have in the summertime, and then you're right in the season ready to go.
Tage's power play goal, how – did that unfold? How did you make that happen? What from your perspective?
Like I said, Nori missed a wide open backdoor play. No, it was a really good heads up play by Dahls and Tage hitting Zucks in the middle and then finding Nori backdoor, and then we saw them all collapse, and I know where Tom is going to be sitting on the power play, so I just try to find him.
Alex Tuck on the post game. Pat, back to you.
Alex Tuck, 21 shifts, including 18 total minutes on the ice, picking up an assist in his first preseason game. And you heard he was talking about potential playing in one more. And now let's head back to the locker room and Tage Thompson.
How did those plays unfold from your perspective?
The first one was just a good face-off win from Nori, and I was just trying to get on that as quick as possible. Second one, kind of a bit of a botched entry on the power play. Dahls makes a great bank down the wall to me. Saw Zucks in the middle, makes a good play over Nori. Nori fumbles it for 5 seconds and then passes it up to Tucky, and Tucky back over to me. So It's quick puck movement. Kind of had their PK scrambling a little bit. Obviously, had a wide open net.
I understand it's preseason, but you have 3 wins now out of 4. How important is it maybe just to get that winning feeling in preseason to get those games?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you win, it feels good. So good feeling to try to carry over into the regular season. And you know, obviously the wins are product of, I think, the work that we've put into camp and the attention to detail. So I like where our game's at. You know, it's just stepping stones, right? So just trying to build each day at a time.
It's a preseason game, but what does it mean for this team to have Alex Tuck back on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big impact player for us. So anytime we have him in the lineup, you know, it's big. Obviously, it's nice to see him step right in, you know, after being out a little bit, and looks like he's been playing 40 games already. So he's in great shape. He's a freak of nature. So it's nice to have him back in the lineup.
And besides the power play assist, you know, how else did he contribute on the ice tonight?
I mean, I think he's such a big body. He can skate really well. He's a complete player, 200 feet, plays both sides of the puck. And I think when you got someone like that with the size he has and the
might have lost Tage Thompson there as Paul Hamilton was checking in with Thompson, and let's head back to locker room.
Do a lot today, but in your own words, what does he give this team when he's healthy?
Yeah, he's extremely dynamic. I think the first thing you see is he can fly on the ice. I've enjoyed playing with him. I think we're starting to build some good chemistry, just kind of reading off each other. I think obviously he's got a great shot and the ability to make plays too. So I think the offensive upside is very high, and I'm excited to see what we can do together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tate Thompson of the postgame. Pat, back to you.
All right, thank you, Paul. Thompson with 3 more points today, a couple of goals and an assist. He and Josh Norris both with 3 points in the Sabres' 5-2 victory over Detroit this afternoon. And Thompson, the lone power play goal. You heard both Tuck and Thompson talking about his power play goal, the one of 2 chances for the Sabres. Now let's head down for Alex Lyon.
Let's move I'm not sure.
Thanks a lot, Pat. And Alex, it's kind of fun. I know it's preseason, but when you go out against a team that you just played for, is it kind of weird?
Yeah, it's a little odd for sure. But, you know, when you play for dang near a quarter of the league at this point, you get a little more used to it. But for sure, obviously, I know all those guys really well and quality humans over there. So I have a lot of respect for them, and they're good competitors, so I knew it was going to be a grind tonight for sure.
Lindy has told us he'd like to get a couple of games for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, so you may have played your last preseason game. I have no idea how much work you need. How much do you feel you need, and do you feel you've had enough?
Yeah, I think one thing I've gotten better at is being able to, you know, adjust and just be like water and be able to morph into any situation. That's kind of been my path in the league, so I'm here for, you know, whatever the team needs, and obviously support, you know, wherever it's needed. So I'll be ready to go whenever my number's called.
For this team, what does it mean to have Alex Tuck back on the ice, even in a preseason game?
Yeah, I think he carries a big emotional weight on our team. You know, he's obviously the player he is, speaks for itself. But just having him in the locker room is comforting. And he's got a big voice in the room. And I'm just learning more and more as we go. But obviously, great player, and it was nice to see him out there for sure.
You get to see him better than any of us do, but you got a big 18-year-old defenseman right in front of you in Mertka. He's played a lot so far in the preseason, and he's made some good plays. I'm sure he's made some mistakes too. He's 18 years old, but what have you thought of him so far?
I've been impressed, really impressed. Honestly, I think I got here, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago, and the first game we had, you always have to take the first-round pick, give him, you know, a little grain of salt just because it's a new experience for them. And I've been really impressed with his poise and his physical abilities. So he's got a really bright future ahead of him, and he's got a great work ethic. And really, that's all you can do is just grind and have a good attitude. So really impressed.
I understand this is preseason, but you have won 3 out of 4 games as a team. Is it important to just get that winning feeling, to start winning in preseason and get that feeling?
For sure. The feeling, I think, I said it after last game as well, but there's just situations that you're going to see in the preseason that are going to happen in the regular season a lot. And whether you're down, whether you're up, those are all situations that you have to be comfortable in. And so for me, I think it's just about the team, you know, 6-on-5, power play, penalty kill, starting that process of coming together chemistry-wise. And like you said, I mean, you play the game to win, so winning always greater than losing for sure. Ultimately, just positive momentum and doing the right things and creating really good habits, and that's the foundation for a quality team.
Thanks, Lyon. Thank Alex. Appreciate it. Alex Lyon in the postgame. Pat, back to you.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for all your work in the locker room. As Alex Lyon, in his second game with the Sabres in preseason, got the start against Columbus earlier this week here at KeyBank Center, and now today, 26 saves in the Sabres' 5-2 victory over the Detroit Red Wings. So again, Lyon with 26 saves, Tage Thompson a couple of goals, 3 total points, including goals 2 and 3 of the preseason for Josh Norris. He gets his first goal of the preseason for Buffalo as well, and 3 total points. And for Norris, really, big key in the faceoff circle for the Sabres this afternoon, winning 55% of his faceoff. So better than 50% for a team that was at 48% overall on the game today. So for Norris, such a big part of his game to be a faceoff contributor for the Sabres and win the draw we saw, leading to at least one of the goals where the Sabres, for their first one of the afternoon, Zach Benson was able to come in, get the puck off the faceoff, win, give it to Bo Byram, who then fed Rasmus Dahlin with the screen in front of the net for the first of what was 5 Sabre goals on the day. 5-2 Buffalo winners over the Red Wings. We'll take a look around the league in just a moment. But first, let's get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. And several fans checking in, including Steve, saying that goal and that first period is exactly what the Sabres are going to need if they're going to be a playoff team this year. And you're right, if the Sabres are going to be successful, you need Tage Thompson to be in front of the net, like Paul Hamilton talked about, creating that screen for Rasmus Dahlin. You're going to need Tage Thompson with those 2 goals that he had today, including on the power play, set up by Tuck, and they joked a little bit about it. Josh Norris may be missing a backdoor opportunity that ends up setting up Tuck to across the ice to Thompson, tic-tac-toe, and allowing the Sabres to score what was their 4th of 5 goals on the day. The Sabres winning their 3rd preseason game, and you heard Paul touch on it with Alex Lyon. Yes, it's only the preseason, but just getting the winning feeling is such an important thing, especially chemistry and the ability to, you know, seize different situations with a couple of new players on the roster this year and somebody new to the organization and Alex Lyon. How the players and the defense and the team in front of him responds, so important as you work through your 6 preseason games for Lyon, his 2nd here today. And again, we expect Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen to potentially start the final 2 preseason games as he comes back and has been working back from an injury. So he'll be available for the Sabres potentially on Wednesday night when they host Pittsburgh, and then again on Friday as he tries to cement himself as the number 1 starter for the Sabres heading into the regular season on October the 9th. So thanks to Steve, and for those of you checking in today, getting connected with you here this afternoon. Sabres 5-2 winners over the Red Wings. We'll preview the next matchup coming up in just a moment. But first, let's take a look around the day in sports as it's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. And a lot of action going on. First, we'll start down on Long Island at Bethpage Black as the Ryder Cup continues on. And it's been all Europe today, again, basically sweeping the day with two matches to go in the afternoon four-ball session. Europe with a one-up lead. John Rahm and Sepp Straka with a one-up lead over J.J. Spaun and Xander Schauffele there on the 17th hole, while Tyrrell Hatton and Matthew Fitzpatrick, even with Sam Burds and Patrick Cantlay, they're on the 16th hole as well. So as it stands right now, Europe with a 10.5 to 3.5 lead and could potentially get to 12 points total on the day. They need 14.5 overall to retain the Ryder Cup after their win a couple of years ago in Italy, and the U.S. a big uphill battle to climb as the 12 singles matches will go off tomorrow, with the U.S. needing 15 total points to win the Ryder Cup, and again, potentially needing to go 10-2 in those tomorrow if those scores hold. Some of the finals from earlier on, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry with a 2-up victory over Justin Thomas and Cameron Young. It was Tommy Fleetwood and Justin Rose with a 3-2 match victory over Scotty Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau. And again, two matches still ongoing with Europe, potentially another 1.5 on the board. To baseball, where there's just over one day left in the Major League regular season, and the playoff picture in the American League is still up for grabs. That's because the Toronto Blue Jays are victorious again today, 5-1 over Tampa Bay. They remain tied in the American League standings with the Yankees. New York with a 6-1 victory over Baltimore this afternoon. Toronto holds the tiebreaker, so Toronto controlling their own fate. A victory tomorrow afternoon, and they would claim their first AL East championship in a decade. A loss coupled with a Yankee victory would give New York the AL East crown, but there are other playoff matchups still yet to be determined. The Central up for grabs. The Guardians and Tigers still tied, with Cleveland holding the tiebreaker there. Detroit not even guaranteed a playoff spot at the moment. They hold on to the sixth seed and the third wild card spot with a 2-1 lead over Detroit. They play in the top of the sixth inning in Boston as the Red Sox trail the Tigers 2-1 again, and the Guardians will host the Rangers tonight at 7:15. Also, a look at local college football over on our sister station, the Bet 1520. UB is hosting UConn up in Amherst this afternoon. They've gone to the fourth quarter with the Huskies leading 17-10. UB with a field goal in the second half. The two teams went to the break tied at 7. UConn with 10 points in the third quarter to, again, open up a 7-point lead over UB. And you can catch all that action over on our sister station, the Bet 1520. Right here again today, the Sabres pick up a 5-2 victory over Detroit. Sabres will next take on Pittsburgh on Wednesday night. And, you know, if you are watching around the NHL today, Marc-Andre Fleury signing a contract to finish his career as a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he will play in goal tonight. They will have the automatic shootout between Pittsburgh and Columbus following the game, no matter what the final score is. They will have a shootout following that, and Marc-Andre Fleury, for his final appearance in the NHL, will be the goaltender for the Penguins in that automatic shootout. Many of Marc-Andre Fleury's teammates will be in the lineup as well. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, a lot of regulars, Chris Letang, helping Fleury along the way throughout his career. Many of those players winning Stanley Cups together over the course of over a decade. And again, Marc-Andre Fleury will retire as a Penguin following tonight's action. The Penguins will be here on Wednesday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock faceoff. And then the Sabres and Penguins finish out the preseason Friday night on Friday, October the 3rd. That is a 7 o'clock faceoff as well. Brian Kosu will be back with us on Wednesday night as the Sabres will host the Penguins. And that is the next time we will talk to you here at KeyBank Center. That'll do it for us today here from downtown Buffalo, where again, our final score was the Buffalo Sabres 5 and the Detroit Red Wings 2. For everybody on our broadcast crew this afternoon, including our engineer Tom Matty and our on-site reporter Paul Hamilton, for Jonathan Colziel for his updates and his work at WGR550.com, which you can check out as well. And also our game announcers were Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Pat Mellicaro. Sabres defeat the Red Wings 5-2. Thanks for joining us right here along the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.